Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting third. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The third baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Landreth and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Amalfitano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ashburn moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Johnson moves to third. Averill moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Bausch strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman bunts towards the mound. McCormick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Altman trying to get to home. Cepeda throws the ball into Landreth who tags Altman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Kindle moves to second. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob will now playing right field. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 1 in the game. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Mays steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to second. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Cepeda moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cepeda scores. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bresud hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 2 in the game. Blasingame bunts towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. McCormick moves to second. 1 out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ashburn bunts towards third. Amalfitano fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to second. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill bunts towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson scores. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks is walked intentionally. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Amalfitano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing third base. Mo Thacker now catching. Don Elston now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Elston covering, for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards third. Amalfitano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cepeda. Kindel reaches second base with a double. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Hobie Landreth. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bressoud is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Long pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Schmidt now catching. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ashburn bunts towards the mound. Lowe's fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson bunts towards third. Amalfi Tano fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-4 in the game. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-2 in the game. Blasingame hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Joey Amalfitano. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.